plague that was moving like forest fire through Europe. Syphilis, as it would be named in the 16th century poem, was to wreak havoc throughout the known world for 4.5 centuries, infecting popes and paupers, challenging public morality, and highlighting the double standards between men and women. A cultural history of syphilis. This week's The Sunday Feature with me, Sarah Dunant, here on Radio 3 at 7:45.
We're off to the Lufthansa Festival of Baroque Music in a couple of minutes. That's in the Early Music Show with Lucy Skeeping. But now on BBC Radio 3 with the time at just after 1 o'clock, here's the latest news read by David Cornett.
3 further arrests have been made in connection with the killing of an off-duty soldier near his barracks in Woolwich in South London on Wednesday. Counter-terrorism officers detained the men, who are all in their 20s, last night. 2 men who were arrested at the scene on suspicion of the murder of drummer Lee Rigby remain under armed guard in hospital. The Home Secretary, Theresa May, is facing growing calls to introduce new legislation to allow the security forces to monitor people's email and mobile phone use in the wake of the Woolwich attack. Plans for a communications data bill were dropped earlier this month after opposition from the Liberal Democrats. Detectives in France are investigating the stabbing of a soldier in Paris yesterday. The man was stabbed in the neck by an unidentified attacker while on patrol in the district of La Défense. His injuries are not life-threatening. A taxi driver and a restaurant owner, both from Nelson in Lancashire, will appear in court tomorrow, charged with endangering an aircraft. The 2 British nationals, Tayyab Subhani, who's 30, and 41-year-old Mohammed Safdar, were arrested after a plane from Pakistan to Manchester had to be diverted to Stansted on Friday. A 79-year-old man has died after being attacked by a dog outside his home in Liverpool. 2 women have been arrested. Commemorations are taking place in Liverpool to mark the 70th anniversary of the Battle of the Atlantic. Tens of thousands of men died in their efforts to keep supplies coming into Britain throughout the war. A state funeral is taking place in Serbia for the last king of Yugoslavia. Peter II, who's a second cousin of both the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh, died in the United States more than 40 years ago. The former monarch was forced to leave his country during the Second World War when the Nazis invaded. And the weather, it'll be a largely dry and bright afternoon with plenty of sunshine and feeling warm in light winds. Scotland and Northern Ireland are likely to be cloudier with a scattering of showers. A band of rain will move into northwestern parts this evening, which will spread southeastwards through the night. BBC News and Weather at 1:03.
From David Cornett. Well, the music of Wagner dominates this afternoon here on Radio 3. At 2 o'clock, we'll be hearing some of Liszt's piano transcriptions of his music, played by George Bellette and Daniel Barenboim. And that's by way of a prolonged curtain raiser to the main event, a live broadcast from the Wales Millennium Centre in Cardiff of Welsh National Opera's current production of Lohengrin. Donald MacLeod and Sarah Lenton are our hosts, and our coverage of that begins at 2:45 this afternoon. But before that, today's edition of the Early Music Show. Here's Lucy Skeeping.
It's our second visit this weekend to the Lufthansa Festival of Baroque Music from St John's Smith Square. The festival theme this year is music that represents the natural world in all its forms. And on yesterday's show, the Italian group Imaginarium included a spirited performance of Vivaldi's Four Seasons. Today, though, we're dipping into a concert that focuses on the world's greatest natural songsters. In other words, music inspired by birdsong. The performers are Ensemble La Fenice, 5 instrumentalists directed by Jean Toubery, who I must say is one of the most remarkable players of the cornetto I've ever heard, and I've heard quite a few in my time. We'll hear him doing his extraordinary stuff a little later on. But first, he leads the group from the recorder, and they're joined by the soprano Claire Lefiliatre in a song by Clément Jeannequin. He was one of the most popular composers of French chanson during the Renaissance, and he made a bit of a speciality of songs about nature, many as we'll hear now, using vocal noises to imitate birds. This one's all about the coming of spring, and with it, of course, love. Awake, you sleepy hearts, the god of love is calling. On this first day of May, the birds will quite amaze you. Flee regrets, tears and worries, for the season is good. ¶¶ Le Chant des Oiseaux, The Song of the Birds, one of Clément Jeannequin's famous chansons. The performers all through today's show are Ensemble La Fenice. And before their concert, their director, Jean Toubry, told us a little about the bird song-inspired music we'll be hearing next.
Clément Jeannequin was the first to go as far as possible into the imitation of these birds' sounds, using some syllables, some vowels, consonants, which didn't have any sense, and which aim was only the imitation of the bird songs. So this was quite contemporary, quite modern at this period. The second French song, or air de cour, has been composed by Étienne Moulinier. It's in a completely different style, almost two generations later. And the idea is also different. The idea that the birds are like angels on earth, who with their song and with their music speak to our hearts and our souls.
Jean Toubery. Well, in the second piece in this next set, we're going to hear some really fantastic playing from him on the cornetto. The instrument has a trumpet-like mouthpiece, but there the similarity ends, because this is an instrument with no keys or valves, just a slightly curved wooden pipe with finger holes, which is extremely difficult to master. Nevertheless, in keeping with the style of the period, Toubery extemporises the sort of runs, riffs and phrases that many an alto sax player today could only dream of. First, though, a song by Étienne Moulinier. It's beautiful poetry, as if the birds themselves were speaking to us. From out of our feathered bodies come voices more divine than human, which put all our troubles to sleep. Our voices work miracles, penetrating your hearts no less than your ears. Ensemble La Fenice, directed by the cornet player Jean Toubery in Dalla Casa's Canzone degli Uccelli. And before that, the soprano Claire Le Filiatre joined them for a Concert de Différents Oiseaux by Étienne Moulinier. Highlights from their concert of music inspired by birdsong, given earlier this month at St John Smith Square. Well, it's the nightingale we'll hear now, courtesy of Venetian composer Giovanni Battista Riccio. And it really shows just how well the cornetto blends with the string instruments, first with the bass viol and then alternating phrases with the violin. But before that, another song, and one that reveals a sensual meaning within its beautiful lyrics. The white and lovely swan dies while singing without comfort, while I die joyfully, a death that fills me with happiness. It's by the Franco-Flemish composer Jacques Arkadelt, whose years of study in Italy inspired him to write some fantastic madrigals, many of them, like this one, using erotic metaphors. The death he refers to, his listeners knew, was the climax of love, as the final line tells us. I would be happy to die 1,000 deaths a day.
Thank you.
Two pieces that portray birdsong in quite different ways. Riccio's La Rossignola, The Nightingale, and before that, Claire Lefiliatra sung Arkadelt's movingly erotic madrigal, The White and Lovely Swan. Well, there's a cheeky start to this next set, a song by Giuseppe Caimo, which features that old favourite of musical double entendres, the cuckoo. Leave, Amaryllis said, leave, Damon, your Phyllis, and run into my arms. The cuckoo calls to you, as do I. And just in case you didn't get the point, two recorders give us the cuckoo's call. And it's the same two-note interval that we hear in the harpsichord piece that follows. That's by Frescobaldi, a composer famous for his keyboard works. And it was said, the very human emotion that he could bring to purely instrumental music. And after that, we hear a setting of a poem by Petrarch, one of the earliest humanist scholars. The accompaniment is a little more laid back this time, allowing the colour and meaning of the text to really take centre stage. I saw a strange phoenix, both its wings clothed in crimson and its head with gold. At first I thought it heavenly and immortal, it goes on, but it turned its beak on itself, and in a moment it vanished, so that my heart burns with pity and love. But it's the cuckoo we're going to hear first. Here's soprano Claire Lefiliatra.
Lasciala volare sopra il mondo a fede, che le corre in braccio.
Jean de Castro's Una strana fenice, A Strange Phoenix. You're listening to The Early Music Show with me, Lucy Skeeping, and today I'm introducing highlights of a concert given by Ensemble La Fenice at St John Smith Square. And you can find full details of all the music in today's programme on the Radio 3 website. From the early 1600s, with the arrival of the Baroque era, the relationship between music and text began to change as all sorts of innovations breathed new life into musical rhetoric. This was the beginnings of opera, but the idea of subjugating music in favour of the lyrics in order to emphasise their meaning was actually extremely controversial. And leading this musical revolution was Monteverdi, whose songs frame this next set. The last one is O Rosetta, in which a lover compares the unspotted rose to his sweetheart. In between, we'll hear from one of Monteverdi's contemporaries, Paolo Quagliati, whose song O Primavera calls upon springtime to bring back lost love, as does Monteverdi's Fugil Verno, which begins the set. The winter of discontent disappears, and spring returns bedecked with wanton flowers, yet you do not return, ungrateful, pitiless Phyllis. We'll also hear the violin and guitar in another La Primavera, this time by one of Monteverdi's pupils, Martino Presente, which livens things up considerably.
Non è so a cui sta Dio. e di grazia e di bellezza, con la via spianto sì.
Dancey music, Ensemble La Fenice, with songs on the theme of spring by Monteverdi and by Quagliati. And we also heard Martino Presente's Courante, La Primavera. Well, we have two more dance pieces now, a Canario by Giovanni Girolamo Capsburger and a Chaconne by Tarquinio Merula, a violinist composer who spent much of his career in that great centre of violin making, the city of Cremona. But we start the set with another song by Quagliati. Sweetest flowers plucked from that fair garden, should you come from the hands of her to whom I bow, allow me to admire and adore you.
Dolly, Dolly, Dolly.
Music by three Italian composers of the first half of the 17th century, Capsburger's Canario, Merla's Chaconne, and Sweetest Flowers, the song by Paolo Quagliati, sung by Claire Le Filiatre. Well, for their final set, Ensemble La Fenice perform two more songs, both of which feature the baroque guitar in their accompaniment. The first is by Baggio Marini, very upbeat with its catchy burden, "Let us all sing hooray, hooray, hooray for May." The joyful mood continues for our final piece today, one of Monteverdi's most characteristic songs, the first part being sung over a repeated ground bass pattern. Zephyr returns with his sweet breath and enchants the air and stirs the waves. Phyllis and Cloris sing sweet love songs as dawn rises into the sky with rays of gold. However, all is not well in Arcadia, just for a moment anyway, because in the last section, Monteverdi reveals the lover's underlying sorrow. "Wandering amid lonely and deserted forests, I'm driven by torment, weeping as my fate decrees." So, to end today's programme, Monteverdi. But first, Ensemble La Fenice with music by Baggio Marini.
Zefiro Torna by Monteverdi. The singer was Claire Le Filiatre with members of Ensemble La Fenice, ending today's early music show, which was presented by Lucy Skeeping. And as Lucy mentioned, you'll find a full playlist for the programme on today's page of the Radio 3 website.
Catch up with the centrepiece of our week of celebrations of Wagner's bicentenary on BBC Radio 3. Susan Bullock, Sir Andrew Davis and the Philharmonia Orchestra with an all-Wagner programme for Radio 3 live in concert on the exact date of the composer's birth. Go online to the Radio 3 website and click on Wagner Week.
Well, in three quarters of an hour from now, we'll be going live to Cardiff for Wagner's Lohengrin from Welsh National Opera. Our coverage of that begins at 2:45. So before that, let's hear some more of Liszt's piano transcriptions of Wagner. The first we'll hear now is of the overture to Tannhäuser, and the recording is one by that great Lisztian George Bollet. It's worth recalling that Liszt's transcription of the Tannhäuser overture is so chock-full of notes that he himself once stopped in mid-performance for a brief rest. Well, undaunted by that, at the end of a recording session in the RCA Studios in New York City one day in July 1973, George Bollet sat down again at the piano, taking the recording engineers by surprise, and gave this spontaneous performance of it.